the entire Oil Barons hockey on Country 93.3. This is the Black Horse Pub postgame show.
Welcome back to Calgary, where the Oil Barons are 4-3 winners in overtime here tonight against the Calgary Mustangs. This is your Black Horse Pub postgame show, joined up in the booth with Mob head coach Tom Kekka. And Tom, that was a very emotional hockey game as tensions started to boil over in that third period. But what a game from your side, especially late, to stick with it. Reed Morrison buries one late. You kill off a penalty in overtime, and then you get your big opportunity, and it's Peter Tamaris who's the overtime hero.
You know, this is definitely a game that I'm not going to dissect from a structural or an effort point of view. Full credit. We could have easily have just, you know, pulled up and, you know, potentially taken another foolish penalty after, you know, the questionable call. But full credit to the boys that we had in the room. You know, guys never quit. You know, you don't want to turn the puck over to Mo in that area, and he buries it, and then it was a great job on the 3-on-2 in overtime. But just one of those games where now when you look back, I thought that, you know, to be quite honest, in the first period, it looked like everybody was wearing somebody else's equipment because it just didn't feel right. You're on a bigger ice surface. Your angles were off. So I thought that our guys really struggled in the first period, and we allowed them to take the play to us for the majority of it. I thought that we were outstanding the first 16 minutes of the second period. We kept them on their heels. I think at one point the shots were extremely lopsided. Yeah. But again, you take your foot off the gas for 3-4 minutes, you allow them to score two goals, and now you're chasing the game in the third period. And I thought that the first 7-8 minutes we were real good. Then, you know, a couple odd man opportunities for us and for them. And then, again, you're chasing that thing. And in the last, you know, 4 or 5 minutes, you know, we get hemmed in our own zone. But, again, full credit to our players. We got 2 points. We always talk about how on a 3-game road trip, the first game will always set the tempo for the rest of the weekend. And we've got 2 tonight. It's not going to get any easier tomorrow. You're playing against a very good Brooks team in a great building. We're going to be short-staffed. But all in all, we'll take the 2 points. We'll have a good post-game meal here and be ready for tomorrow.
Tom, you mentioned the bigger ice surface. How big of an adjustment is that when you don't play on Olympic size ice all the time and then you kind of get thrown in for that one random game?
Well, you know, as much as you prep your players, and what guys have to understand is that the distance between the dots doesn't change. It's the distance between the dots and the boards that, you know, gives you that extra. And, I mean, Lease in the first period had a couple great chances. He drove wide where you've got more room where usually you'd get pinched off by the D-man. But you know, and again, you know, we've sat how many times this year and marveled at the way Eric Suter played. I thought he was below average, actually, and I thought both goals in the second period, he was way out of position. You talk to him in the second intermission, he says, yeah, you know, he says that, you know, Olympic ice, you know, because the one shot, their second goal, the guy had the whole far side, and in the deflected goal or the redirected goal, it ended up going right in the middle of the net. It wasn't like it went off the far post, so, you know, he sort of got caught up in it as well, so... I'm glad we only play one game here through the course of the year, and that'll be it. And like I said, we'll take the 2 points. It's a road win for us, which is huge, and we'll try and get more points tomorrow.
Tom, you have to juggle your lines a little bit with so many regulars, though, but a little bit of consistency with Reed Morrison and Nick Leesburg, and they seem to have found some real nice chemistry, especially of late, and nice to see Nick get a pair, and then obviously Morrison is a world-class finisher when he gets time and space like that.
Well, you know, they'd been playing with Jack Hamley, who I still contend is probably our most consistent forward throughout the course of this year. And, you know, Nick and Mo, they've got that chemistry. It's unfortunate that Hammer couldn't be out there today, but, you know, full credit to Lionel. Lionel, I thought, did a great job, protected the puck, made some great plays. So, I mean, you don't lose anything there. To be quite honest, when you look at it, I thought that there were quite a few other guys that struggled, and we can't have that. And it was a lot of our younger guys. And full credit to Ethan Jamernick and Nolan Coventry. I thought they were outstanding. I mean, Coventry even warranted being put out there in the last 2 minutes, as we're looking to tie up a game, because I thought that he did extremely well. But in order for us to be successful, we talk about getting a full 20-man effort, and I thought that there were way too many passengers tonight. Luckily, our veterans stepped up, but we'll need a better effort from everybody to a man in Brooks.
Tom, you kick off the road trip with a win. You mentioned, though, a big effort tomorrow in Brooks, and then you got the Calgary Canucks on Sunday afternoon. But 7 wins in a row now for your side, and is this a win maybe you can look at with everything that happened, and then you come from behind and pick up the win there, but maybe a little bit of a character builder with the club?
Yeah, you could say that. We know the challenges that we're facing this weekend in terms of, you saw the crowd today, it was definitely, you know, there was more Mob jerseys than there were Calgary Mustang jerseys. So we've got a lot of family members. Guys have got their Christmas presents packed and ready on the bus, and a lot of guys can't wait for Sunday afternoon. But we ask our guys to stay focused, and I don't question the focus of our group today. But again, with all of those things, you throw on another thing in terms of the size of the ice, and you know, we probably as a group would have sat here and came up with an excuse why we should have lost the game. But when we look back in March, we're going to sit there and say, you know what, that game, you know, December 15th in the Mustangs, that was a difference maker for us. So you want to bottle that energy and emotion, the feeling that we have in the room right now, and make sure that we can continue that on for the rest of the weekend.
Tom, a huge win for your club. Congratulations on that, and best of luck tomorrow in Brooks.
Thank you.